Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, my delegation would like to join the previous speakers in congratulating you for assumption of presidency of the city and assures its full readiness to cooperate with you during your tenure. My delegation also pays its tribute to Mr. Michael Mueller for his excellent service, tireless efforts, and dedication, and I wish him every success in his future career. Mr. President, just before, everybody in this chamber heard the statement of the President calling upon members to refrain from raising issues that have bilateral nature and that could undermine city efforts to engage in its mandated activities. However, the statement by the delegate of Romania runs counter to this call. It is politically motivated, and my delegation strongly rejects charges made against my country in his statement. The lengthy statement selectively picked up the issue of the DPRK in an attempt to make unilateral demand and put pressure on the DPRK, ignoring the practical and sincere measures already taken by the DPRK for the denuclearization and establishment of lasting peace regime on the Korean Peninsula. The statement can only be interpreted as a politically driven provocation by abusing this forum to launch accusations on targeted state and further deteriorate already existing division and confrontation among member states. My delegation made its position on current development 2 weeks ago by reading out key points from press statement by the spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the DPRK, released early this month, marking 1 year since signing of DPRK-US joint statement in Singapore last year. The June 12 joint statement is the commitment which the two countries have pledged to the world, and both sides assumes joint responsibility for its implementation. The DPRK remains unchanged in its stand to value and implement in good faith this joint statement. Now is the time for the EU countries to abandon its outdated mindset on the Korean Peninsula, on the issue of Korean Peninsula, and refrain from singling out specific country in this forum for their political interest. Thank you, Mr. President.